This is Trevor Story, Colorado Rockies. You're listening to Faith on the Field show.
Welcome to Faith on the Field show, presented by International Justice Mission. I am Rob Motti. My beautiful wife, Remy, she's off today because it is a chaotic period of our life right now. We are in transition. There is so much going on, but it is great to be with you. Solo this week in LA, Las Vegas, Orlando, Charlotte, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and our newest affiliate in New Jersey. Thank you all for tuning in, whether you're listening to us on the radio or listening to us on the podcast. Thank you so much. Our special guest this week is former Oregon State wide receiver Ramel Dockery. Ramel is an incredible content creator on social media. He's had an impressive social media following of over 3.6 million across all of his channels, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter. But he had to wait until his collegiate career was over to post videos that went viral. So you got to check him out at Real Dockery. Ramel makes incredible catches, acrobatic, amazing catches. Like, I've never seen anybody do what he does on a football field. And now with the new NIL policy, college athletes are free to make money off their name, their image, and their likeness. So he would have been able to capitalize on it, but he's obviously out of school. It's a fascinating conversation, so stay tuned for that. On August 28th, I want to tell you that Remy and I, along with our twin daughters, Alexia and Melina, we're going to run the Race to Rescue for the millions of children who are trapped in slavery all over the world. There are over 40 million people who are trapped in modern-day slavery. Every one in four of those people are children. That's 25% of those 40 million are children. And instead of playing and growing and learning, they are enslaved to work tirelessly in the most inhumane conditions. Now, International Justice Mission has worked for over 20 years to rescue and protect people from violence. IJM and their partners, they collaborate with local authorities to strengthen the justice systems, and they also work on building the communities where all people can expect to be safe and protected. So we're going to race so that we can be one step closer to bringing every single child that is trapped in slavery home safely, and all of the adults as well. So I hope that you can join Team Faith on the Field and make a donation. We're going to run our race along the Gulf of Mexico on Reddington Shores in Florida on August 28th. We'll have more information soon on how you can help by making a donation. I want to talk a little bit this week about something that Ramel touches on, because he did not turn pro. He did not become an NFL football player, but he said that his faith is everything to him, and he has prayed for so much, and every time he feels there's a test that comes along the way. And even though he didn't become a football player, and he prayed for a platform where he can share his faith to millions of people. So God gave him that platform, and he gave it to him in an unconventional way. When he thought he needed to be an NFL player to support his family, to spread the gospel of Jesus to millions of adoring fans, God said, no, you know what? I have a different path for you, and you're going to explode on social media as this content creator. And I felt that I have a very similar story with Ramel, because Remy and I, several years ago, we wanted to use reality television as a way to increase our popularity and gain a bigger following, ultimately so we can just spread the word of God and share the gospel of Jesus Christ on there. But after doing it for a couple years, and after going through some ups and downs, highs and lows, and some difficulties and some great times, and all of the things that we had to think about, and then having children and wanting to step aside from it because we didn't think it was the right opportunity for us at that time, God had a different path. And God's path was to really enlighten me with this opportunity to bring Faith on the Field show together and bring it to you, and to use the platform that I have as a sports writer, as a talk show host, as an author, as someone who has built relationships with so many different players across many, many years working at AP. I'm in my 22nd year now. And once I had that vision and that goal to create faith on the field and started to build that, and now here we are in year five. We're on 9 radio stations in 7 different states, and our goal, as we've said many times, is to be on at least one sports station in every state. And I started to realize that my plan initially looked one way. I thought, here we go. We're presented with an opportunity to be on reality TV. Let's, after careful thought and careful consideration and much prayer, the two of us, in the beginning, and this was 9 years ago at this point, we said, yeah, let's go for it. But what we want to do is use that platform to bring Jesus to people. And while that allowed us to gain a little bit of a stronger following and to get to build a bigger fan base, we stepped aside from that. But then here came the vision and the idea to create this show. And now as we grow and we get bigger and we get bigger, I can't tell you how encouraging, how awesome it is when you reach out and I get messages that tell us how important this show is to you. And, you know, sometimes I read different messages from different people. I want to read one from a listener named Jim who sent this to me on July 4th. And he said, I have to say that listening to your show each Sunday morning while I'm driving to work is a blessing. The stories that are shared are an inspiration that we all work better through the Lord's guidance. Keep up the fine work, Rob. You and Remy are a true blessing. He also said that he loves that one of our sponsors is Heritage's because he grew up drinking their milk. And I really appreciated that from Jim because though it's very encouraging to hear that. And even though our platform grew differently than our original plan, God answered that prayer. And God answered that prayer for Ramel. But it doesn't always look the way we want it. It doesn't always look how we envision it. It's not always our plan. Our plan isn't as good as his plan. And we've said that. How many times have we said that? We often talk about that. But as Ramel said, he doesn't stop praying. He doesn't stop asking. And he said, and you'll hear this coming up, that he said, "In, I thank God for all the negatives, and I thank God for all the positives." And I thought about that, and I said, wow, that's very powerful. From a young man who didn't make it in the NFL, which was his big dream, yet has become a big hit, a big sensation on social media. And I thought, that's an incredible perspective. And how often do I thank God for the negatives? How often do I say, Lord, thank you? Because in that moment when we don't get something we ask for or pray for or something bad happens, we may not realize there's another door or another opportunity that's going to open for us, but he's got a bigger plan. Or we may not realize that whatever it is that we're not being granted or is not happening, that might be God protecting us from someone or something. Maybe it's in a relationship. Maybe you prayed for someone to come along and now all of a sudden you're having issues and that relationship ended. You're better for it. Maybe you didn't get that job, but there's a better one out there for you. Maybe something happened at work where that promotion, it didn't quite pan out. Well, maybe the next step is going to be greater. And I think of Ramel saying what he said, and I look back on our story and how we started through trying to spread God's word through reality TV, which is unconventional. And here he is, he's doing it unconventionally through social media as a content creator. And I go, God answers prayers his way, his timing. And let's not lose hope. Let's not lose sight of he knows exactly what we need and when we need it. And if our heart is there, if our desire is aligned with his, it is going to happen. It will happen. Don't ever lose the faith. Up next, you're going to hear from Ramel Dockery. You're listening to Faith on a Field Show presented by International Justice Mission with Rob and Remy Motti.
Karen University is a biblical university located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Center City, Philadelphia. With NCAA Division III athletics, a strong commitment to the arts, and majors in over 40 professional and academic fields, Karen prepares students to serve Christ as biblically minded, well-educated, and professionally competent men and women of character. Learn more at karen.edu.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to ijm.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
Since 1930, the Heritage family has proudly served the communities of South Jersey. From humble roots, Heritage's dairy stores now operates 33 convenient locations. Their desire is to become your convenience store of choice, not just because of their welcoming atmosphere, but because of their fresh, quality products. Heritage's milk is still the sweetest, coffee's hot and fresh, and Heritage's full-service delis offer the best local ingredients prepared and sliced on-site, far exceeding the competition. Heritage's Dairy Stores. It's not just our name, it's our heritage.
JT Romito, and you're listening to the Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome back to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission. I'm Rob Motti with Remy. If you're listening to us for the first time, you can go to faithonthefieldshow.com, find every episode since we launched in 2017. We've had an incredible lineup of guests. You can listen anytime at your convenience on any of the podcast platforms. You'll hear the full interviews on there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Faith on the Field, and tell a friend about the show. I want to take a minute to thank all of our awesome sponsors. Please check them out on our website: International Justice Mission, Karen University, Heritage's Dairy Stores, Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates. If you would like to be a sponsor for our show and help our ministry grow, please reach out to us at team@faithonthefieldshow.com. We have various packages that we can cater specific to your needs. Our goal is to be on a sports radio station in every state. We're in seven now. If you don't have a business to advertise on but want to help the ministry, we have a donate button on our page on faithonthefieldshow.com. You can also help out by purchasing some of our merchandise through Remy's 828 Threads Apparel store. We have t-shirts, so much more. Check it out. Really cool stuff. There's a new patriotic-themed My Story, His Glory t-shirt designed by Josh's wife, Cammie. You can find that and all of the other great designs on our site, faithonthefieldshow.com. Just look under merch. Our guest this week, Ramel Dockery, played three seasons at Oregon State. He has tremendous football skills as a wide receiver, excellent hands, great vision, awareness, balance. I honestly don't understand how he's not in the NFL, but he's doing just fine creating content on social media. He's got incredible videos that you got to check out on his social media platforms. Here is my conversation with Ramel Dockery, presented by International Justice Mission.
Ramel, your social media is filled with some of the most incredible acrobatic catches that I've ever seen, probably that anyone has ever made. How are you not playing wide receiver in the NFL right now, man?
I had a lot of reasons, mostly politics, college. I didn't have enough footage, game footage, to be able to, you know, showcase my talent. I didn't have the opportunity to play that much on the field. It wasn't a lack of talent. Like everybody who knows me, all my teammates knew I had the talent and what it takes to play. It was just a lot of political.
Well, it's pretty obvious seeing you with the catches that you've made. Now, did you play corner too in college at Oregon State? Was that part of it? Like, how much were you splitting time at corner, wide receiver? When did you transition to receiver?
Yeah. I mean, it goes along with the whole story, but I committed to Washington State University, Wazoo, coming out of high school. I was actually the number one receiver recruit in Washington. Had many D1 offers. So I committed to Wazoo because it was home. It was closest to home. My first week with the team, you know, I had a lot of hype. A lot of coaches were happy to get me to sign there. And the first week, my coaches got fired and new coaches came in. As soon as the new coaches got there, they switched me a corner. They didn't really care, you know, about my history, my film, the footage that I had coming in. They didn't really care about the players who were already there. I was actually one of three receivers that they just came in and just switched out. So when I talk about like politics and political things, that's what I mean. You know, when you have a coaching switch, the coaches want to come in, build their new team around their program and what they believe in. So it was kind of out of my hands, you know.
Now, you did eventually, you did get a tryout with the Seattle Seahawks. So what was that like? When was it? Do you remember how long when you were there?
Yeah, it was after my last season in college, 2017. I got a call from the Seahawks asking to come to this tryout. And trial went good. I knew a lot of people there. I played with a lot of people there. There were some big names there too. It went really good. I liked it. It was a good experience.
You didn't end up catching any balls from Russell Wilson, did you? Do you remember who was throwing to you?
Actually, one of my good friends, Cepho, he was like one of the best quarterbacks to come out of Colorado. And he ended up on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he actually threw me my routes when I was running there.
Let me ask you, how do you even discover that you can make catches like you do? Like the 360 spin catches, one-handed, between the legs, behind the back. It's like, it's amazing stuff, Ramel. How do you even realize that I can make these catches?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I've always done. It's funny because we would, like, just in college, you know, we'd always get together and throw outside of, like, practice and stuff. Even before practice, we would throw, play catch. And so something that we, like, I would always be doing, you know, it wasn't like I just learned how to do it. It was something that I've always been doing. I just never recorded it, never, like, uploaded it. I never really had a platform on social media because it just wasn't a thing for, like, collegiate athletes to have that platform to be able to, like, go viral doing things or whatever. So it was something that I always did. I just, you know, one day I picked up the camera and did it and showed everybody and kind of went viral.
How much do you need to practice a specific type of catch? Is it, or do you just allow it to come natural, or are you out there going, hey, let me try this. I want to work on behind the back, or I want to work on a 360. Like how does that, you know, go about?
It's funny because it comes natural when, now that I do it for kind of like a living, like I create content. A lot of brands will ask, or a lot of people would ask me, like, all right, like, let's see the next crazy catch. And I'm just like, it comes when I'm just out there, like having fun. You know, it's not something that I aim to do. Like, it's just, I tell him, you know, like, I have to come up with videos when I'm at the field because I can't just like plan it. So it's all natural, honestly.
I've seen you post some videos going up against some NFL defensive backs. Last week, I believe it was New England's Adrian Colbert. Who were some of your favorite guys to just shoot with and go up against, match up, little one-on-one?
Yeah, for sure. Favorite was, well, I love going against the corners, for sure. But I think it's a lot more fun when I go against receivers. Because, like, both of us, you know, we're both, like, receivers. We're not really, like – so it's fun when they play defense. It's fun seeing them play defense. I did one-on-ones with Odell last year. It was off camera because he was just, like, going through this season where he just wanted to be focused and trained. So we were doing one-on-ones. But it was fun seeing him, like, try to play defense. Stephon Diggs, that was one of my favorites, and of course he had this crazy year, so just knowing that, like, I did one-on-ones with him was like really cool. So
I've seen some of your videos, you're imitating Brady, Dak, Derrick Henry, Patrick Mahomes. They're great videos, they're hilarious. Does anybody ever say any, like any of those players ever get mad at you or just like have some fun back with you? Yeah. How does, do you enjoy doing that?
Yeah, for sure. I love doing that. That's actually how I meet a lot of these athletes or a lot of these NFL players and build relationships with them. Because they love my videos. Is there some people that don't like my videos? I made a video of stereotypes of different types of receivers. And one was like the person who always drops balls. And Nelson Aguilar gets tagged in all of those videos. And he actually blocked me on Instagram because he gets tagged in all of those. So, yeah.
I know Nelson pretty good. I covered his whole career in Philly. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know Nelly pretty good. Now, you didn't even specifically single him out, right? It was just
no, I didn't. I don't. He just gets tagged a lot.
You ever see the video of there was a fire in Philly, right? And a guy was walking by the house where there was a fire. And they caught this on the news. They interviewed him and he's like, they were just tossing babies from the window and the firemen were catching them. And then he looks at the camera and he goes, I'm like Aguilar.
I remember that.
Yeah. So Nelson eventually got him tickets to a game though, but that was like, that went viral. Now all these awesome videos that you do back, you couldn't even post them right on YouTube when you were playing in college. So how did you feel about the restrictions then? And now that the restrictions have been lifted for college athletes with the new NIL policy?
Yeah, it was definitely something that I feared of, like for upload. Like I would be scared to upload YouTube videos because I knew it was a thing to like for people to lose their scholarships. It was something that me and my teammates, we would my teammates knew I had a passion for making videos. I just never uploaded them. So I was kind of always fearful of my coaches finding out about YouTube videos. I feel like if this rule passed when I was in college, it would have been such a big relief. And it could have opened up so many opportunities for me. And I always felt that at heart. And, you know, eventually everything worked out, but it's just, I mean, I feel relieved for my brother. He's actually in college right now. And we've been making, it's funny because we've been making videos like low key and keeping, like trying to keep him like, so we have the same last name, of course. And my brand is like our last name, Dockery. That's what the channel is. So a lot of our fans think me and him are the same person. And they make jokes like he's been in college for like 10 years. But like it's actually him, so it's a relief that now he gets to like work and, you know, create his own videos and showcase like his lifestyle without having pressure of losing his scholarship.
Where does he play? What position is he to?
He was at Oregon State. He was a receiver, but then Portland State offered him a full ride scholarship, so now he's at Portland State.
So how important is it that these policies, the NIL policy, is in place now, and athletes can be fairly compensated? This is obviously a tremendous step for all young athletes.
Yeah, it's a huge step. Something that, you know, I've always believed this. I feel like every athlete believed, you know, this should have been like a no-brainer. But you know, like I said, I had a series where I think I was the first to start recording like game day vlogs. And I waited my senior year to upload all my footage, and that series blew up, and it's kind of why I even have a brand today. And so just to see that impact and, you know, realizing like this is what college athletes can be doing now, is just a huge like game changer.
What advice would you give, Ramel, to content creators, people who want to follow in your footsteps?
To just like reach out to creators, try to collab with like these YouTubers, because all of these YouTubers, especially people who make content around like sports, who are sports content creators and aren't like professional, even professionals, but they were once college athletes who couldn't make YouTube videos. They were in the same shoes that all these college athletes are in right now. And so for us, like, I know me destroying like a couple other content creators, we want to help like these college athletes, you know, build their brand because we've been in their shoes. And so just reach out and try to like build your brand. Don't be afraid anymore. Reach out to people and we're willing to help you guys.
How different was it for destroying? Because didn't he end up leaving school so he can make videos?
Yeah. So I remember I had like some videos on my channel, but not like I didn't go crazy because I knew like I didn't want attention from like NCAA or even my coaches. I remember one time I uploaded a video and it kind of did good. And my coaches texted me and they're like, is this going to be a problem? And sent me a link to like one of my videos. And I was scared. So, but I remember during that time, Destroying messaged me and he was like asking me for advice on like what to do and how to like upload videos without losing scholarship. And I told him, I said, look, bro, you're going to lose your scholarship if you keep promoting your videos. Like you're going to run into all this legal stuff that you don't want to deal with and it's going to be bad. So I said, I advised him to do what I did and to just keep his videos like unlisted until like he gets to a point where he's like safe, like graduating or whatever. And he didn't. So he ended up, you know, going all out promoting his videos and continue like putting them out, promoting them. And then he ended up losing his scholarship. But it was the decision that he made, which was a blessing in disguise for him because now he's the biggest football, you know, content creator now. So
now you said you make a living doing this. When did you realize that this is real, that this is what I can do, make a living? Like you're out there creating content, having fun, I'm sure. Clearly you could tell in the videos, but like, when did it hit you? Like, man, this is real.
Yeah. I would say my first brand deal, when Adidas signed me, coming out of, maybe like a year after college, you know, and then they flew me out to do a shoot and I was around like NFL players. And it was just, it was a crazy experience, especially for me, like realizing like, this is what I could have been doing. But no, I remember Adidas from then on out, our relationship was just, it was crazy. They would send me like 100 pair of cleats for me to like give out to kids. And they're just like handing me stuff. And I also got my first paycheck from YouTube, which was like, I was making more money than any job that I could find. So at that point, around that point is where I really just like, was like, wow, this is crazy.
Wow. That really is incredible. Now guys are going to be getting these opportunities and I'm sure you knew I have to have the right people taking a look at like my contracts and everything else. Some brands or whoever it may try and take advantage of young athletes. What do you say to these players, to these young guys, like to be careful and how to go about it the right way?
Yeah, for sure. My advice is to, you know, even though we can make profits and money off our names now, it's don't try to be independent. You're going to have to need, like there's people out there who specialize in like managing people. So don't be afraid of like having someone help you out, like reaching out and finding help. I know a lot of athletes, including myself, wanted to do it all, you know, by myself. Now that I can make money off my name, I'm gonna do it myself. But my manager has done everything for me, and I'm so thankful for him. So one thing that I advise is definitely look out for somebody to help you, financial advice or a manager. Find somebody that you trust that will handle things for you, because it's so easy for brands to take advantage. I don't want to drop any names, but there's been brands that have, you know, just been super, they just, once you do work for them, they don't really care about you. There's brands out there that will, I mean, there was a brand that paid me like a year later after I did a commercial, and I mean, I had to step up and be the one to, so like, definitely there's brands out there that will try to take advantage of you. So find somebody.
No doubt. I saw some agents putting out contract language saying, don't ever sign a contract that says they can have this, 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 and this. One last one for you, Ramel. I noticed, is that a cross earring?
Oh, yeah.
What does it mean to you to wear that? Like, that's obviously something that's very important to you. I got the cross tattooed on me.
Oh, nice. Yeah. My faith is everything to me. I truly believe, you know, if you pray for something, you're going to be tested. Everything happens for a reason. I thank God for the negatives, the positives. I thank him for everything. And honestly, like I said, you know, all the negative things that happen is just a test for God to see how bad you want it. And so this is honestly like a reminder of just my faith to always keep faith. I have crosses, like I have tattoo crosses on me. But I mean, my biggest testimony was coming out of college. And, you know, as an athlete, my whole life, all I knew was football. I felt like that was going to take care of my family. That was the way out for me. And it was so hard for me to, you know, keep holding on to that when I saw no light at the end of the tunnel. You know, coaches switched me into corner. I stopped believing, I stopped loving the game, but, you know, I also never lost my faith during that time. And so I remember pro day, you know, I got hurt, and in my head, I wanted to question God, like, why so bad? But I know, you know, you never question God. And so I remember at my lowest, I prayed to God and I asked him, you know, if you can bless me with one more opportunity to make it to the NFL, and also a platform to where I can spread my word and my testimony to millions of fans. And, you know, I had the Seahawks call me, you know, the next month, and my YouTube channel also blew up, and now I have a platform. Like, I literally have what I asked for. So, you know, it's just a reminder. So,
you know, what's awesome is that sometimes one door closes because he knows there's a better one for you there, and we don't realize that. We want things our way, but God, man, he knows, like, I'm gonna close this door because I got something bigger, better, greater. Yep. For you. And I think you're a perfect, awesome example, because there's ways that you can be a tremendous athlete like yourself and make a living without necessarily going the same route that everybody may dream of. And now younger kids can look at you and dream of following in your footsteps and something like that. So I appreciate you sharing that.
Exactly.
That's a strong testimony, brother. I appreciate that. So I enjoyed this conversation, man. Thank you so much. Good luck and God bless on everything.
I appreciate you too. God bless, man.
That was former Oregon State wide receiver Ramel Dockery. Thank you to Ramel for joining us this week. Thank you to Doug Horton, Pastor Scott Foreman, Josh, and everyone on our team. And thank you for listening to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission. For Remy, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to IJM.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
Located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Philadelphia, Karen University is the right place for students to get a dynamic experience centered on Christ and His Word. Students are equipped professionally, personally, and spiritually, and make an impact on the local community and surrounding cities. Karen is close to everything that matters for future educators, pastors, social workers, entrepreneurs, musicians, and more. See if Karen is the right place for you. Schedule a visit today at karen.edu/visit.
Did you know creating your legacy documents, will, power of attorney, advanced medical directive, etc. is important because it allows you to have control over how your estate will be distributed upon your passing? You also get to decide who will make decisions, both financial and medical, if you are incapacitated and unable to make them for yourself. It allows a trusted family member or friend to become the decision maker. Without these documents, these types of decisions will be determined by a court based upon state laws that may or may not be in order with your desires and intentions. I have two daughters and realized they could be in trouble if something happened to my wife and I. Thank goodness for Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates, because now Remy and I have our estate planning documents in place to protect our family, which is even more important during these challenging times. Make your appointment with Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates at 856-428-2266. Like I did, to get the peace of mind that estate planning can bring. That's 856-428-2266.
With 33 convenient locations, Heritage's Dairy Stores desires to be your deli of choice. Heritage's full-service delis offer great-tasting products for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Hairy Egg Breakfast Sandwich, made with two farm-fresh eggs, cheese, choice meat on a fresh Kaiser roll, makes morning simple.
Heritage's famous subs are built on freshly baked Lissio rolls and feature Dietz & Watson premium meats and cheeses, freshly sliced anytime. Making lunches at home? Try one of our lunchbox specials, which are sure to please. Heritage's Dairy Stores, our family, your hometown deli.